Bahrain's regime seems to have no intention of carrying out the promised reforms and bowing down to the demands of its people. Rather, the Manama regime has resorted to more extreme tactics of intimidation and extortion to silence any signs of dissent.
Bahrain's Court of Cassation has rejected the appeals of five municipal members who were dismissed during the national emergency law period back in 2011. In an attempt to quash the revolution, Bahrain's rulers called in troops from Saudi Arabia and other Persian Gulf states in March 2011. As the next step, they announced a three-month state of emergency. With that came the military trials of hundreds of protesters, activists, opposition leaders, and politicians. The five municipal members were fired from their post and put on trial for simply taking part in anti-regime protests. Reacting to the final verdict, Majid Milad, the vice president of the Capital Municipal Council and a member of Al-Wefaq Party, has described the court's ruling as unfair and a sign of contempt for people.
The court's ruling is another indication of the regime's contempt for the public opinion. It's a sign of injustice and total disregard for democracy. We strongly believe the decision was politically motivated and was made in order to gag freedom of expression in Bahrain.
Just last week, Bahrain's appeals court upheld a 15-month jail sentence for a former opposition MP over his role in anti-regime protests in 2011 and even stripped him of his Bahraini citizenship. A week earlier, Bahrain's top court rejected appeals for 13 opposition activists, charging them with organizing protests and attempting to topple the Al Khalifa regime. Among the eight people given life sentences are rights activist Abdul Hadi Al Khawaja, opposition leaders Hassan Moshaima, currently fighting cancer, and Abdul Jalil Al Sengasi. The sentences have drawn widespread global condemnation, including from human rights groups and even UN Chief Ban Ki-moon. And now, in the midst of the harsh crackdowns and unfair court verdicts, Bahrain's King Hamad is calling for a new round of national dialogue. However, the opposition seems to have lost faith in such empty political gestures. They prefer to see the downfall of the Al Khalifa regime instead. The second anniversary of the February 14th uprising is drawing closer, and Bahraini activists have pledged to step up their peaceful protests and press for their demands.
Redwan Rizk is a political analyst who joins us from Beirut to tell us more about this revolution in Bahrain. Redwan Rizk, as the report indicated, there, the second anniversary is approaching. We're looking at courts carrying out unfair verdicts. Bassiouni report came out, still illegal detentions continuing, stripping of citizenships, et cetera, et cetera. Where do you see this revolution going in this anniversary that's coming up in just less than a month's time?
Well, I think Al Khalifa have, made a big mistake by turning their deaf ear for the opposition, calling for a serious dialogue with the government to rebuild up the new Bahrain, up on a new regime, democratic, and recognizing the rights of the Bahraini people. And such so did not happen at all. So instead of that, the King Al Khalifa was, called for urged help from the Saudi Arabia, which used what they call the Desert Shield forces to invade Bahrain and bring the Bahraini people down on their knees, trying to finish off this peaceful revolution till now. But this also did not work. So the Wahhabis, who are pushing the Al Khalifa to turn their deaf ear for a serious talk with the Bahraini political leaders, will not reach anywhere. At the end, the Al-Khalifa has two choices. Either they built up a serious talk with the Bahraini leaders, political leaders, especially Al-Wifaq party, or they have to eliminate this revolution by do more brutal actions, killing and jailing and stripping some leaders from their nationality. And this will not lead to anywhere but to fire more of the uprising from the Bahraini people, and that might take some ways for bloody or to use some kind of violence action from the Bahraini people, because the Bahraini people have accepted all these kind of actions from the government under a self-responsibility that they don't want to use any arms or to do any bloodshed against the government, because this will only lead to more killings and more bloodshed from both sides. So it seems that the regime in Bahrain does not understand at all that the policy that dealt with the revolution in Bahrain did not lead anywhere at all. The revolution is still strong and it's going stronger. Now we are ending the second anniversary of the revolution, and it seems that the revolution now more determined and more organized and more acknowledged of their demands. First, they called for some kind of changes in building up a democracy. Now they are calling for stepping down or the ending of Al-Khalifa family from ruling Bahrain. So the Al-Khalifa now will face a very, very serious demand from the revolution and political leaders, only to step down and build up a new Bahraini regime. So by these actions that they have used against the Bahraini people had nothing but pushing the Bahraini people to be more determined and more aware that they have no way out except that they keep going, even if they are going to pay right. Higher prices.
Very well. Thank you. Redwan West, political analyst from Beirut. Thank you for your comments.